Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Lots to do on the show today. Yes. Very, very busy. Lots going on, so we have to get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. Right to the mailbag. Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Rob does his little opening
thing. All about you. One time. Uh-huh. One time.
I know. There's somebody that likes that. Didn't you get feedback about it? Like that somebody likes when you do the one time.
It was a letter that I crafted under a fake name.
Today we start with a present. Rob, what arrived at our mailbox this week?
You know what? This is weird. Again, no card or anything with this. I think this most applies to Oscar, though, so I'm going to let Oscar open it.
Thank you. It's a nice obscure packaging.
Yes, very plain, like a white paneled van.
Mm-hmm. Is it ticking?
Oh, yes.
What is it?
Let's go Mountaineers. Hold on.
Loincloth?
No, it's not a loincloth.
Is it a ski cap?
No, it looks to me like some sort of do-rag.
I can play this while I play
that
soccer.
Oh, man. You know what? You want to have fun today? Have lunch at National Airport today. I think that's
it. Old Chrome Dome.
I wish everybody could watch show on TV like some of you do.
I think we have a show picture, though. I think
that's a show picture.
The website. Yeah.
You'll have to take a picture of that. That's fantastic.
So that's our present.
Thank you. Yeah,
No note.
That is truly beautiful.
Mystery gifts.
Oscar with a West Virginia do-rag, and it came off of his head as quick as it went on. Now on with the mailbag.
Maybe it's a surgeon's cap.
No, it's a do-rag.
Yeah, because West Virginia is where all the med students go.
There you go. There's some doctors in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
On with the mailbag. We have youngest listener, Kevin Pussy.
No, Mike.
What? I'm sorry. What?
You have to read the pronouncer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kevin Pusey, like Gary Busey.
Right.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That is Kevin, youngest listener. I'm ready to announce the birth of my daughter, Anna Marie Pusey, who was born on July 23rd. Weighing in at 7 pounds, 6 ounces. Mom Pusey and baby Pusey.
Nice save, Mike.
Are doing well. The Puseys, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to really apologize to Kevin Pusey for that mispronunciation.
A quick update on the do-rag.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of dummies, and this is why we're here in this room.
Okay.
Okay, what is it?
It is a medical scrub cap.
It's a scrub cap.
Yes.
There you go. A scrub cap.
Yeah, but we all thought it was a do-rag.
A do-rag. That's right. A scrub cap for the hospital. Didn't they have a hospital at WVU?
They have multiple hospitals there.
Specializing in alcohol poisoning.
So that's like within maybe 2 minutes of the show, two glaring mistakes. Me mispronouncing the Pusey's names, and then Oscar and Rob and Mike calling the scrub cap a do-rag.
But unlike Donald Trump, you're not a Pusey. And you embraced your error.
Oh, I am sorry. I am not a Huckabee. Huckabee. Anyway, baby Pusey, welcome to the world. Anna just edged out Parker Kelly Engel. He was born on the 21st. Oh, snap. What the hell does that mean?
He's our second youngest listener. We had two babies born this week, and so he was just edged out by Anna Marie Pusey, you see.
Oh, Anna Pusey.
Yes.
Just edged out Parker Kelly Engel. Okay, here's the problem.
What?
Here's the problem. That sentence, it's a non sequitur because I move right into that, and then you combine with the non sequitur because I really didn't remember that.
I blame the scrub because that's we were talking about the hat. That's what broke him up.
To join those together, you would have had to put Pusey in there again. Anna Pusey just edged out because Parker Kelly Engel is a three-name person, and now I'm completely confused.
You know what? So we should send them one of our Mike O'Mara Show scrub hats.
Anna Pusey just edged out Parker Engel, and Parker doesn't get the Kelly.
in there. Okay, all right. Not as an infant. You don't get the third name when you're an infant.
Listen up, Angles.
He was born on the 21st, oh snap. Brandon Despins turned 33 yesterday and would love a belated greeting from the gingerbread man, which now seems to be requested every single week. This is Brandon Despins, Oscar. Lay it on him. 33 yesterday.
Brandon, you're 33. Happy birthday. Remember, keep it tight and keep it wrapped.
Thank you.
That was very nice.
I haven't gotten bored with that yet. Cooper Deal turned 18 yesterday. Thank you for the pronouncer, Rob. I appreciate that. And we hear that he is very handsome. Look out, ladies. Thank you. Obscurity alert. Obscurity alert. Patrice Satfield, now 14, would love to hear a happy birthday greeting in the voice of Schoolhouse Rock's Jack Sheldon.
Now, Mike, you remember
Jack Sheldon back.
As the trumpet
back.
Player from Merv Griffin, but I think most people will remember him from songs like this.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hook it upwards and make it a function.
Or here's another one you may not care for.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
Sitting on Capitol Hill.
So are you in a Sheldon state of mind right now?
Yeah, I appreciate the support with the actualities there. Let's say hi to,
hey, Patrice. Patrice Satfield. She's 14, and she's sitting in a field. Patrice. Oh, yeah. Patrice Satfield. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, she's doing her thing. Well, she's 14, yelling at mom and being a scream. Patrice Satfield.
Right, thank you. Dangerously close to Mayor Barry when he sang in that musical.
Yeah,
as well.
Well, I like it though.
Amy Butterfield, what a great name!
Yes.
What a great that's a name that ought to be famous. Amy Butterfield, turned the big 45 this week. She lives in Utah and has a strong craving for salad fingers. Oh, salad fingers!
Yes.
Oh. No, boy, I'm getting a workout already early in the
I
show.
I really
tonight.
Hate this bit. I love it.
Hello, Amy Butterfield. Do you have any rusty spoons? I'm sitting here. I'm going to put a hook through my finger.
Ah!
Look at that.
Thank you.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Hey, our good guy and Jeopardy veteran, Josh Frumkin, big listener of the show and
yes.
a famous dude because he was great on Jeopardy, turns 39 this weekend. I'll take last year of his douchebag 30s for 200, Alex. Yes, thank you very much. Tim Wasserman turns 50 today and recently bought a kitchen sink through our Amazon portal. You see, Amazon does sell everything. Even the... Don't even bother with that. All right, thank you. Dan Schwartz turns 30 next week. May the Schwartz be with you. Wait, way to go, Dan Schwartz. Megan Gigax.
Yes.
Did I pronounce the name correctly?
Precisely.
Megan Gigax. Gigax. Happy 33rd birthday. Like these listeners in the 30s. Means they're all going to be around when I die during the show. 33
for Megan. Until the audio vault.
That's right. Trey Box. Mailbag enthusiast Adam Sternberg. An all-round show good guy. Please wish a very happy 18th birthday to my eldest daughter and second-generation TMOS fan, Rebecca Sternberg.
Yay!
Woo! Does Mike have any advice on coping with his baby girl becoming a legal adult? Yeah, I'll be honest with you, Adam. Give them as much liquor as they want. You know, to be honest with you, they want it. They're craving it. That's all they're thinking about right now. And, you know, really just to let, you know, drink up, Shriners, in your own home. They're not allowed to leave when they, you know, when they can't drive after that. But in the home, you know, have them wake up the next morning. My daughters, I let them do that up here in Maine, and they never got out of control. It was
nice.
Like one or two, and I did that. And people were saying, oh, that's horrible. Well, screw you. It worked for my daughters.
Here,
and I trust them, and I'm going to burp. Excuse me. Mazel tov. Such a mitzvah. Anyway, here's to the Greenwoods. Husband, Lee?
No, not him. No.
Husband Steve is about to turn 45, and wife Shauna, who just turned 49. Mrs. Robinson, I think you're trying to seduce me.
There's that
Why
sexy
did you say
age,
that?
It's that sexy age difference, the older woman.
She's 4 years older than he is.
Yeah, but think, that means when he was 14, she was 18. Ooh, that's forbidden love.
Yeah. Well, that means when my wife was 14, she had. When I was 14, my wife, whatever.
Was a zygote.
Do them.
Zygote. Hey, man, it's a zygote, man.
It's a zygote. Thank you. All right, let me see. Carson Martin wonders. Carson Martin.
Carson.
He wonders if the Jamaican jerk is too much of a jerk to wish him a happy 31st birthday.
No, Carson. Hi, man. How you doing? Hey, you pathetic dude. This is the big part of your birthday, sending into this mailbag for this half-ass show. Yeah, man. I'm the Jamaican jerk, man. Oh, that's right, Carson Martin. Probably staying at home with no friends on his birthday.
That's the Jamaican jerk, everybody.
What a jerk.
Hey there, fellas. Today's, that's my favorite part. What a jerk. Hey there, fellas. Today marks the 34th birthday of my wife, Kara Mackey. Or Maki.
Maki.
It's M-A-K-I. What is it?
Maki.
You know that for a fact?
No, but it always sounds nice when I have something definite to say.
Thank you. The boxest PhD applied mathematician in all the land. Mm. That would be Kara and or Kara. What's the correct pronunciation?
Kara.
Kara.
Some experience.
Mm-hmm. Short for kerosene.
Yes. Way to go. I like it when we have smart people, smarter than us, listening to the show. If I could trouble Oscar to give her a little pep talk, she hasn't been keeping it tight over the past few months.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he would agree that being pregnant with our second child is certainly no excuse. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to prepare the couch for my slumber this evening. Thanks for all you do. Mike Peterson from Rochester, New York. So this is Kara's husband, Mike, that wrote this letter?
Yes, exactly.
Rob, is that it?
Exactly.
Okay, once again, I'm not sure where the paragraph is.
I'm following along, Mike.
All right, so I guess you got to give a pep talk to Kara. You've
Kara,
done that before.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I have. Kara, congratulations, by the way, on your pursuit of higher education.
Yes, amen.
That being said, a sound mind isn't anything without a sound body, and what you need to do is focus on this. Everybody says that the baby weight will just come off. Remember that it won't. You have to really focus on taking care of yourself while you're pregnant, not just after you're pregnant. Right. Exhibit A is a man that stands in front of me who's in his third trimester, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
And he's been trying to shed that weight for years now. Absolutely. Yep. Right?
Would you like me to give birth to a concussion on you?
Keep it tight, Kara. Congratulations.
Thank you, Oscar. Next letter. Hey, guys, I've been listening since 1997 when I still lived in Sacramento, California. Now I've lived in Shenzhen, China for almost 4 years. And should I say like...
Shenzhen.
Like
Shenzhen.
Shenzhen, China.
China.
China. The Chinese. They're stealing from us. Yeah. Anyway, for 4 years he's been in China, and he downloads the podcast every single day. That's great.
Cool.
Mike, you think Florida has old people? Shenzhen. Has... What is it?
Shenzhen.
Shenzhen. Mm. Shenzhen has more effing old people than hell. There is no social security system, so they all live off their sons and stay outside all the time while people are going to and from work. Their only job is to babysit their grandkids. I think about a Chinese zombie apocalypse happening, but it would just be a bunch of old people and kids.
The bad apocalypse.
This is funny. This is a good letter. What's even worse is that because I am a foreigner, they stare at me. When I'm listening to your show on the insane Chinese subway, I sometimes laugh out loud, which causes people to take pics of me. Anyway, thank you so effing much for making me feel at home. Me love you long time. This guy's in China. That just makes me laugh. So long, it will make you feel so good. Can I please... can I please hear Jerry Seinfeld wishing me a happy 36th? My name is AJ, and I thank you.
AJ, what are you doing in China? They don't like you. The old people frighten you, and you hate the subway. Come on. Get out of there. Get out of there right now, AJ.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Rachel Rupp turns 13 this Saturday. God. It's reverting, isn't it? They're all going back.
They love you and your talents.
Rachel Rupp turns 13 this Saturday. Does Arnold Schwarzenegger have any advice on avoiding teenage drama?
That she's too young to drink like Mike's kids. So what I suggest is take her to a big field
and rent a tank and let her drive over other vehicles. Smash vehicles. That's what Rachel should do. Then she'll think her mama and papa are wonderful people. Dankeschön. Have a great day. Check me out in my most recent TMOS movie. Thank you. Moving right along. Greetings, TMOS family. I could tell you that I regularly order products from Harry's because of their quality and value. I did that 2 days ago.
Nice.
I could tell you that I just placed my first order with Blue Apron last week to improve my diet. I've done that, too. I could tell you that I download Open Mic from iTunes. I downloaded it yesterday to be entertained and inspired. While all of those statements are technically correct, the truth is that I did everything for one reason and one reason only. Quid pro quo. On Monday, my child bride, Melissa Roth Giffen, whose name sounds like German beer hall, a German beer hall, celebrates her birthday. I haven't asked her what she wants. We don't talk much, but I feel confident that if she had one wish, yeah, it would be that her husband wrote shorter letters. If there is any way we could hear some of the announcements for any of the stops down here from the Metro conductor down here in Orlando, we would really appreciate it. Thanks for all you do. Anthony Giffen from Orlando, Florida. Okay.
Let's see. The next stop, Universal. This is the Orange Line to Sanford, Florida. Just the next stop. This is the Green Line to Disney Studios. Magic Mike.
Thank you very much. Hi, guys. I was driving home from OC last weekend and snapped a pic of the White Hall.
Of the Whitehall Inn.
It's a great tourist attraction still.
Home of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. The building is still standing, but looks like it's falling down, and it has a for lease sign in front. I have a great childhood memory of eating those fruit balls. I was able to find the recipe with Googling, so I'll recreate them soon. Oh, that's cool. I'd like to find the recipe for Whitehall's famous fruit fritters.
Famous
that
what?
One. Fruit fritters.
Send them along, Jeff.
Yeah, someday I will reach out to Gene Baxter or the Kevin and Bean from Los Angeles and have him record that. Thanks again from Jeff Carroll. Next letter says, hey, boys, Smudge, my dog and home office buddy, passed away. Rob, we can't have happy music for this.
Oh, okay, kill the music. I'm sorry, right, bad music verb.
How about pony music? Okay.
Okay.
Hey, that's
Smudge, my dog and home office buddy, passed away unexpectedly last week. He always listened to TMOS podcast with me, even though he was sometimes bothered by Oscar's laugh.
Oh.
During his sudden 2-day downward decline, wouldn't that be redundant, downward decline?
I believe so.
During his 2-day decline, I had the unfortunate task of somehow trying to MC and be funny at a corporate conference. It's interesting. Knowing I was going to have to put him down the moment the event was over, the only way I got through the 2 days without melting down in public was listening to the podcast as a distraction during my breaks.
Aww.
That's so sad. Thank you all for helping me through a tough time. Ken Carson. Thank you, Ken. And we need to get palate cleanser.
Yeah, Mike, don't you hate coming out of doing a fast record?
And I got to talk about a damn dog dying.
Yeah.
We need a Krusty break. Bring Krusty in here. Krusty, you got to have a transition.
It's all like right, a slow to you. Fast jingle. Yeah,
that's good. Chris Johnston writes, to celebrate my upcoming 41st birthday, I was hoping Ponyboy, as Larry King, could ask Mac what he thinks my wife will be getting me for my birthday. Rob has the tape.
Don't reveal
okay.
it.
That's in the highlighted area. All right, Pony, go ahead. Ask Mac.
No, we don't need Mac for this bit.
Oh. Okay.
You just do your famous Larry King impression, Pony.
See, there's one person in the room that knows what's going on here, and he's sitting across from you. Now I get it. So just look at Rob and ask the question there, Pony.
Mac, what do you think Mike's going to get Carla for
No,
wait,
Chris.
What is Chris going to get?
God damn it.
I don't have the copy in front of me. Rob, you missed the show.
You must have known. It's too much. He needs it to be totally explained to
us. Right.
So I need the copy.
You don't need the copy.
So
what you
to
need
celebrate
to do
his upcoming 41st birthday, I was hoping Pony Boy could ask Mac what he thinks my wife will be getting me for my birthday. So that's Chris Johnston, Pony.
Right.
What's Chris Johnston's wife getting him for his birthday? And ask Mac what he thinks. Go ahead.
Mac, what do you think Chris Johnston's wife is going to get him for his birthday?
I'm thinking full bush.
That's disgusting. I thought it was totally worth it.
The tape alone is such a strong tape that it was worth it. And once again, Pony, thank you for your help.
Oh,
and now a memo from the desk of Kevin Spain.
It's my favorite name this week.
Kevin Spain. Spain.
Spain.
Kevin Spain. Is Kevin Spain here? Thanks to emergency colon surgery. Oh, God, I can relate.
Yes.
He has fallen behind and would like us to note the following birthdays. Cousin Philip Spain, July. It might be Cousin Philip with another last name. So
let's name
Spain.
Them all Spain.
All right. Cousin Philip Spain, July 1st. Cousin Leslie Spain, July 4th. Sister Julie Spain, July 14th. And wife Debbie Spain, who is about to turn 53. Happy birthday to all from Kevin Spain, who had colon surgery. And since he had all of these requests jammed in there, I find it a little bit selfish. So now a poem for Kevin.
Okay,
here we go.
Yes.
You all know his name. His name is Kevin Spain. We all can agree Kevin Spain is quite a stain.
Thank you.
Now, nice Rob, start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Look what Kevin did to my guitar.
You told Mom and Dad you have such a vagina.
Okay, enough. Now, young man, we talked about the bullying of your older brother.
That's right. We don't make fun of someone just because they're a little different from us.
I don't have a vagina.
I'm just saying that even if you did, it wouldn't be okay for Kevin to tease you about your vagina.
No, why are you making it sound like I have a vagina?
There are a lot of boys who are born with vaginas. It's very hard for them.
Honey,
why? It's a teachable moment, hon. Gender fluidity. Right? It's a very serious issue.
I'm not gender fluid.
It doesn't matter if you are. The point is, your mom and I would love you even if you were completely blank down there.
Look what your dad rented. That's a 2015 Tartan Prancer.
Did you say Tartan, honey?
Yeah, Tartan's the Honda of Albania. But this baby is pretty sweet. It's got all the latest Albanian technology. Check it out. This is my favorite part. Slam the door on my arm.
What?
It has a sensor. It won't let you slam the door on your arm or leg.
Honey, I'm not doing
that. The rental guy showed me. Just do it.
Okay.
Slam it.
All right. There you go.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh! Oh,
God damn it!
Oh, my God! Why did you have me do that?
I didn't have the sensor activated.
Okay.
I'm an idiot. Do it again.
No, absolutely not.
Come on, it'll be fine. I just activated it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Don't be chicken.
Fine.
Why did you do that?
Really?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Well, because I live in a hole in the middle of the woods, Rob, what was that from? Because that was damn funny.
That's
I
the
love
new
that.
Vacation movie that opens today with Ed Helms
really?
And Christina Applegate. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You always keep your fingers crossed that, you know, that's not the only funny moment in the movie.
Or a theater will open in Ellsworth.
That's true.
Yeah, I know.
Or the Academy will send you a screener.
Got to keep those dues current for that, Rob. Coming to you live from High Screen Actors Guild. Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. During the mailbag, you heard one of our wonderful listeners talk about ordering from Blue Apron.
Mm-hmm.
We love Blue Apron because the last thing you want to do when you're slaying the dragon all day long is roll home and have to go to the grocery store and spend time in a checkout line and find all the stuff, then get home and do all the recipe researching and do all that stuff. You know what? Blue Apron takes all of the hassle out of it for you. They deliver fresh ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door. And the cool thing about Blue Apron, they give you the ingredients and they are already prepped for you to go right into the recipe for healthy, handcrafted meals without the hassle. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron sends fresh ingredients that are perfectly proportioned. So, no waste, no trips to the store. It's like being on a cooking show. Blue Apron works with your preferences and schedule, and they only use the best seasonal ingredients for incredible meals like summer corn and vegetable chowder. Delicious, creamy, and brimming with seasonal produce. It is delicious.
Fresh stuff, good stuff.
They're great stuff. Incredible meals, and the quality and freshness will blow you away. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really. The first two meals on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS because we know it's so good, we want you to try it out. Let's get on with the show. Oh, my God. We're just flying through this show.
I know. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Before we'll come back, I want to talk about Oscars. Oscar's got a very interesting story about with great responsibility comes great risk.
Yes.
Or something like that. I'm not sure.
Very great. Exactly. With great power comes great responsibility.
That's right. Exactly what it is. We'll do that after we come back really quickly as we go to break here because we took up all our initial time with the mailbag. But I will tell you, this dentist, have you heard about the dentist
yes,
that went and
yes.
shot a 55-year-old dentist from Eden Prairie, Minnesota? Does it sound like that? Can that be any sweeter a town, Eden Prairie, Minnesota? His name is Walter Palmer, innocuous name there. Yeah. Well, this douche paid $55,000 to go on a big game hunting trip to Africa earlier this month. Look. I know hunters. I've known hunters for a long time. I know a lot of deer hunters, people
yes.
that go out and hunt deer. I know people that have shot geese and mm-hmm. duck hunters and even black bear, which I don't approve of because I think that they're wonderful and I don't think we should be popping off our animals. When you're going to Africa and you're paying this kind of money for a big game hunt, just so you can get your short penis photographed with the little dead animal that's lying out in the middle of the field, in many cases an endangered species,
mm-hmm.
I say let the chips fall. So Walter went over to Africa to shoot a lion. The problem was he shot the famous lion named Cecil, who was the top attraction at the Hwange National Park in Zimbabwe. Cecil was the leader of the entire pride of lions. I guess the guides that took Walter on his little hunt lured the lion out of the game preserve by using a dead animal.
They tied an animal to the front of their vehicle, and the scent of the blood brought the animal out. And here's the horrifying thing. They shot him with a bow and arrow.
The dentist shot
Cecil with the bow and arrow. The lion was horribly injured but not killed and skulked away, and they still had to track it and then kill it. Later. Yeah. I mean, so the
for
animal
over 40 hours,
it
they said.
Suffered. Yeah. It suffered. I mean, there is nothing good about this story.
Well, it's also you're not going to be, making lion steaks that night. You
no.
know, it's not going to go
no,
down like that.
No, of course not.
You're killing an animal to get you're killing, and make no mistake about this. You in this particular type of hunting, you are killing an animal because you are thrilled to kill it.
Right.
It is your thrill. That is what you do. And I don't like it. And I'm entitled not to like it, especially when you're doing something that was, borderline legal when it really wasn't. Now, the story got out yesterday. People were outraged, but way beyond the usual. It was way beyond the usual level of internet outrage with this. He was the number one trend on Facebook. People started leaving terrible reviews of his dental practice. Besides all the anger online, things have moved offline. Some people in Minnesota have been putting stuffed animals outside his office in protest. His family, Walter and his family, have gone into hiding. Tough tease.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I have trouble feeling any sympathy when you see the picture of
he deserves
you're
it.
Standing over the corpse of a dead animal that you made suffer, and you're like, look at me, look at how special I am. I mean,
I don't know, man. It just it bothers me, you know. And you see,
and it should bother you,
hunting
because
all the time.
It's not. I mean, if any there is any positive to hunting, there is perhaps population control.
Yes,
there is.
The deer in the, on the
for
north
food.
Of,
food.
Deer yeah. in North America. There's I none mean, of they're that. Thick up here, and it's sure. population control in a lot of situations.
And
know?
Also, it must be nice, dentist. And I have a dentist appointment today, which is nice. It must be nice to have $55,000 to pay to have someone essentially bring you a lion so you can shoot it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, yeah, that's, and by the way,
it's not even hunting.
That's not even hunting. That's, okay, we're going to bring you this and you can shoot. That's murder.
You're paying. You're paying
a barrel.
Yeah.
So Walter and his family, they went into hiding. He issued a statement yesterday saying he had no idea Cecil was famous and, quote, I relied on the expertise of my local professional guides to ensure a legal hunt. He looks like a nad. I'm sorry. I don't like this guy. That being said, this is not the first time that old Walter has gotten into trouble for an illegal hunt. He was caught shooting a black bear outside of a hunting zone in Wisconsin in 2006, and he lied to a federal agent about it.
Yeah.
So what is this guy? So this guy's trip is kill, kill, kill.
On
that's what he
own
likes to do.
Terms.
You know, it's almost
he
like
to.
He's about inflicting pain.
And
I guess he's good at his job.
The lion had a collar on it, the tracking
GPS,
collar.
GPS. Yes.
Yeah. And they cut its head off to take the collar off.
Yeah.
I mean, this is and look. I know. I understand it. I actually know hunters. I understand the thrill of it. There's stalking and shooting an animal is just like going fishing. It absolutely the same thing. You have the thrill of the chase, the thrill of the hunt, and the thrill of the kill. And if you're eating the meat and you know you're bringing that home, I'm down with that. This guy though, he likes to kill these things that you know are special. And I don't like him. I don't like him at all. And the fallout from the hunt is not going well. His two tour guides are going to be in court this week facing poaching charges. And the police in Zimbabwe say they want to talk to Walter.
Yeah, man. They should.
Oh. Do you think that in Zimbabwe they wear stripes in jail? Just like zebras.
I don't know, Oscar. I'd have to go to a Zimbabwe jail to see what's going on.
I had
there.
A tape I wanted that. To play in the audio vault, but it would actually fit nice here. May I play it here?
Yeah, go ahead.
This
yeah.
is Jimmy Kimmel last night. He was very touched by this story and took over 4 minutes out of his monologue to discuss it, but he actually got emotional, and he has a good message here, so listen up.
It should be handled in a lawful way, and the men who took him out of the Jeep should be made accountable, too. But in the meantime, I think it's important to have some good come out of this disgusting tragedy. So this is the website for the Wildlife Conservation Research Unit at Oxford, wildcru.org. These are the researchers who put the collar on Cecil in the first place. They track the animals and study them. If you want to do something, if you want to make this into a positive, you can, sorry. Okay, I'm good. Make a donation, support them. Wow. At the very least, maybe we can show the world that not all Americans are like this jackhole here, this dentist, the top dentist.
Amen, Jimmy.
Yeah,
I like that.
Very nice
like
that he did that.
So
I thought.
Let the chips fall. He's gone into hiding. And, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know. I see this and I think you just, it's not a regard for life on earth. I wish we'd evolve more. I really do.
There's several things at play here. I mean, it's the killing of a majestic animal.
Yeah.
It's the killing of an endangered animal. It's the fact that he is the elite and he paid the money to do it. Mm. Every ingredient here is just detestable.
Yeah, I wonder. I hope we find out more about this guy.
I do too.
Saying $55,000. I mean, well, dentists, I guess, make a pretty penny, right?
I mean,
I know ours does.
Well, Jesus. I think he's down to what
are we going to bargain from our dentist, Rob?
That 16 hours a week, Mike. He works. So any of those 16 hours, you want to make an appointment? That's fine.
I think I'd like an appointment on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Sorry, it's summertime. I'm off.
We don't do
I
Wednesday.
Can overcharge you Monday and Tuesday and take the rest of the week off. La 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 la. And I hire happy peppy people who are all overpaid. Also. Yeah. Highest paid office. And why? Because we're in Fairfax. Because we, you know, our little utensils are made of gold. Yay. Thank you. Yeah, big brave me all the way up in Maine. I won't have to fight him if I'm up here. We'll take a break. Oscar's got a very interesting story when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Find a new chick
because the shit don't matter. Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, Gary, if you want the latest information about the latest technology, there's only one place to go.
Wikipedia?
No, Tech411. Starring Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Never heard of it.
Oh, they're both very lonely, sad guys who are very into tech, and they want to share that with the world.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
Yes, they do. It's right here as part of the Moore Broadcasting Network.
Who?
For more information, visit us at moorebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Summer is here. Time for sun and fun, but also, unfortunately, time for a heat wave.
Yes,
40 million Americans going through a heat wave right now. So it's time to deal with a hot home and that awful glare that you deal with that heats up your house. Blinds.com, this is the time to get them to help you. You can beat the summer heat with cellular shades. I have those, solar shades, even exterior shades. Your house will stay cooler and your electric bill will drop. It's pretty logical. You know, you put the cover up, it blocks out the sun and your house stays cool. Blinds.com has been helping folks for over 25 years and they have incredible design consultants that are with you every step of the way. Call Blinds.com. You'll talk to a real person and a nice person. I've done it three or four times myself and they're fantastic. Not to mention tons of free help with online videos. Blinds.com has it all, including free color samples, free shipping, and prices that crush store prices. So easy to install. I did it myself in my kitchen, and I had some help when I did it in the bedroom, but the people got hooked up with me from Blinds.com, and they're fantastic there, too. I love dealing with this company. They have a sure-fit guarantee. If you measure wrong, Blinds.com will remake your product for free. Just go to Blinds.com today. Start enjoying your home and your patio without the annoying heat and glare. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com, as seen in my Florida home. Everybody, welcome back to the show. We are we are flying today. I am really happy when shows go like this, but I want to get everything in. Oscar came to us this morning and said he has a story concerning with great power comes great responsibility.
So I can only guess it deals with Cliff Robertson who played the uncle in Spider-Man.
He said it was show related and you know, so that relates to all of us, and of course, you know, it's all about us. So when he said that, I was chomping at the bit to find out what's going on.
So, as you know, Tech 411 has been in flux because of our schedules, Todd and I's schedule, right?
Right, right.
That being said, a real key component that left the show was Katie Cole, our girl from the Michael Mara show. And she used to help produce the program. And since she left for New York, we needed somebody to come in and help produce the program.
And for people that are just recent people joining the Michael Mara show boat, she goes back to when we were on the terrestrial radio. She's been with us a long time.
Katie Cole was called Girl because she was our first girl intern, so we simply called her Girl. And now she's where is she now, by the way? She got a good job.
She's at a new I think they're a web-based advertising firm. Advertising firm. I think I know that she's in New York City for sure, though. She's
New York City.
But this summer, Mike, she's following fish all around the country.
Yeah, so. She's a big party animal too.
But she's worked hard and worked her way up, you know, this corporate tech ladder, and now she's in New York. So congratulations to her. That left us in a place where we had a void as far as some support here and a producer for Tech 411, so I took a leap of faith with Mac here on the program. He's been working hard.
Is Mac in studio today?
Yes, he is.
He is.
Hi, Mac. How are you? I can't see you on camera, but how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, you hold on tight to that feeling. So, so Mac, he drove up on Monday after he was here earlier in the day.
I remember there's been a lot of furtive exchanges between you two. What time should I be here? What's going to happen?
He was early and on time, and I said, oh, this is perfect. I could tell he was excited. He sent us articles that he thought would be interesting. Like, he's engaged. This is great, right?
And he's a tech guy, so this is, in your mind, this is a fit.
Perfect.
Right?
Perfect fit. Right?
Absolutely perfect. Right. And I know that he's young and he's green and he's got green headphones. And I said, well, I'm going to hold his hand along this entire path.
Hold his clammy hand, so, Mike.
And it falls into our MO. We have a babysitter up here that's into radio broadcasting, and she asked me, you know, what advice would you have? I said, first thing, get an internship on any level. Get into an organization, because sometimes they have a need, and you roll right into an employment situation. Yeah. You know, not on our show. We don't pay anybody.
No. But we do have interns. Anyway. We have interns,
and we teach them. We pay them with knowledge and experience.
We do, and that is worth its weight in gold.
And I've always said, Mike, you get out of an internship, what you put into it?
Well, you're living proof, are you not? That not only did you get something knowledge out of it, you got your career
shot.
Out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same here. So I sat there and I said, okay, come on in. I had him run the board.
Hey.
He's so excited to run the board.
Has he ever run the board before?
No, that was the first time he ran the board. He did excellent. He was perfect at it. Like, no problems.
That's
right?
Great.
I don't know why people are so intimidated. You're just pushing buttons. You're just pushing buttons.
There's so many.
Yeah,
of
but
them.
You know what? Yeah. As someone
I think it takes a lot of skill.
As someone, as someone who ran a board for most of his career, his early career, and then hooked up with Don, who ran the board for our show. If you stay out of practice when you haven't done it, it's daunting. You know, it's truly daunting. You know, and I think that it looks intimidating. Look at all the buttons and the numbers in front of Rob. Look at that fabulous studio
filled with magnificent
all of
prizes.
These numbers. Yes, wonderful.
So he killed it, and then after the program, we had a quick conversation about what he needed to do and how we were going to share files and how he was going to edit the program and the sequence of the show. And really some inside conversations that that we usually have after the program and how we produce the front of the show, like a teaser segment or like a teaser stinger, I guess, a preview.
Sure.
And that was it. I said, this is what you need to do. So he cuts it up, calls me the next day. He goes, I don't have Todd's number. But can you tell Todd?
This is on purpose.
Can you tell Todd the show's good to go? And by good to go, he had uploaded to the website, and Todd just had to hit publish, right?
Okay. Is this a good stopping point to come back and finish?
Yes.
Because I smell the disaster train has left the station.
That's right.
And I just know that it's going to fall off the tracks at some point.
Mike, all aboard the disaster
train. All aboard.
And Mac,
all aboard the Macintosh train.
Mac has no idea what's going on. He's racking his brain to see what happened.
Idea whatsoever.
Oh my! Oh dear! Sit tight. Maybe no bathroom break for the next 20 minutes or so. We'll come back and finish this up on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we're going between number one and number three on the spoken word iTunes charts, and we want to thank you for that. It's the audiobook Open Mic, and you're going to love it. And we want to thank everybody for getting involved with this audiobook. You're loving this product, and I don't want to say I'm surprised. I am just delighted. I am delighted that the audio version of Open Mic is selling so well, and also it is making you all so very, very happy during your summertime. I really think that's wonderful. Yes, Rob?
In the construction of the story of Open Mic, one of the key moments of the show is our first show at the State Theater. As you recall, today's highlight takes us to Oscars enthusiasm with getting us at that show.
We did our show at the State Theater a year later. We put tickets up for sale, and I didn't know whether they would sell or not. Oscar was pretty confident that they would.
Oscar is always confident.
Everything is amazing and great with Oscar.
Amazing. I wasn't all that confident.
Hey, when do I not deliver? I always deliver. Sometimes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. The story of our show is read by the authors, and it's got surprises, expanded and updated content, audio treats, guest stars, months in the making, and loaded with exclusive extras. It's the TMOS show in a dynamic new way, unlike ever before. $6.99, available, downloaded instantly on iTunes or at MikeO'MaraShow.com, Google Play, Amazon. Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love what you hear, and thank you all for supporting
that.
We truly appreciate it.
Can I quickly add, if you purchase the show, please write a five-star
review.
Purchase
the book.
I mean, if you purchase the book, please write a five-star review and write something nice about the book. It really does help with our overall promotion of the program.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's doing gangbusters, and we are very, very grateful. So keep them coming, people. We like that. Meanwhile, back to the, we call it now, tragedy at Tech 411.
Oh, yes. Oh, is this now, like on NBC News when a news story actually gets a graphic?
Okay. So, well, it was a wonderful opportunity for Matt. It seemed like this was his dream scenario. He got the job he wanted. He was working in the field of tech. But what was the problem that caused both Todd Moore and Oscar Santana to really raise the roof?
Excuse me, Mr. Morrison?
Yes.
The read we need, Mr. Keith Morrison, is all Todd needed to do was hit publish.
When last we checked, Mac was starting his new opportunity. He couldn't have found a better gig. And all he had to do was get to publish it. But then something mysterious happened to Mac. Here's Oscar Santana to tell us what happened.
God, that is just how they do it.
So around 8 p.m., my phone starts.
Last night?
Yes.
Okay.
Starts buzzing while I'm doing Big O and Dukes. I thought there was an emergency. Twitter notification. Twitter notification. Twitter notification. Twitter notification. These are all new notifications popping up on my phone.
You probably think you're red hot.
I was like, oh, wow, we're on fire. But then I realized that they're writing the show, Tech 411, at Tech 411 Show, at Todd Moore and at Oscar Radio. And I start reading these as the show open plays. And I see, love the behind-the-scenes talk. Love Mac. He, for the win, he should stay around. He loves to trim audio, ? Love.
Oh, no.
Love the fact that you guys.
Now, what you're saying right now, before you go any further, is, I mean, there are lots of mistakes you could make. You couldn't get the show loaded properly. You know, I'm hearing that there was content that was not intended to be on the air that got on the air, which is the absolute greatest F-up that you can possibly have. I would kill someone if they did that.
This, I'm not on this show, and I can physically feel blood rushing to my face.
Yeah.
Because it's that upsetting. Yeah. It's that upsetting.
How are you feeling right now, Mac?
I want to jump out the window.
Amazingly, no one's stopping him.
So, you know, we do the program. I'm a professional. I don't think about it. But as soon as it's over, I walk into the other room, and I call Todd. Because...
You don't even send a text?
No, who knows what is said when the mics are off, right?
Where mics open and, profanity. Careers have ended.
Oh, no. Because Todd is doing it on Skype, right?
Yes.
So you have to have mics live to do it. Oh, no!
So I know that we're not hate mongers, right? I know we're not. But... Yeah. Again,
like your old boy from Maine.
That's right.
Right.
But I don't remember what was said, because I could tell right away from the tweets. I don't remember what was said after the show was over, right? I just don't remember.
And I bet it's whatever it's redoubling and doubling in importance in your
head. These tweets, like four of them.
Incessant.
That now we're at 24, which is an all-time high for at Tech 411 Show. I'm shocked, right?
Why do you think, Mac, when we finish this program... The one thing that is said by all three of us is, are we clear?
Are
because
we clear?
We always, even though we trust, well, we did trust you. We want to know that the coast is clear. And it's
Mac,
not like we go
Mac,
on a
because
rant.
You don't really know yet. You're finding this out right now. Are you getting an inkling as to what happened?
I
you
know
have an
what
idea?
Happened.
You know yes. what happened? Oscar, is it okay if he
shares
that?
Yeah, do tell. And please, I need as much detail as possible. You're sitting on your bed in your boxers. You're editing the audio.
Are you a boxer guy or a brief guy?
Boxer.
Yeah.
Atta boy.
You're welcome.
That's good. That's good. So,
the AC isn't on, so it's just a little hot. Your hands are a little sticky as you're on your keyboard.
Yeah.
What happened,
Mac?
I must have forgotten to clip the end of the show.
2 minutes and 47 seconds of the end of the show that should have been there, Mike.
So in other words, you guys go, thanks for Tech 401. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on Tech 401.
Yes.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, and then 2.5 minutes of...
We've got an outro that plays.
Pricks. Yeah.
And then it's 2.5 minutes of just us talking setting up saying what Mac needs to do.
Great. Did you get a chance to hear it?
It's a great Easter egg.
Oscar, did you hear it?
And Todd's like, man, what's going on? And you know Todd, like there's no patience in him for this. And really, there shouldn't be. Mm-mm. You shouldn't. Right. There should be no expectation that this should be on the mic, right?
Right.
This should be on the tape.
You heard the whole thing?
So I raced to my car. Don't even say bye to anybody. Race to my car, turn it on, and start listening. And I'm like, please, little baby Jesus, I know I can be a dick at times. But let it not be anything that's going to ruin anyone's career. Please, please.
So do you know to skip to the end right away?
Oh, I know right away. I'm going to find it.
You know where it is.
I know because the tweets are coming in.
The tweets are telling you what happened.
They're like, love the after show. Thanks.
Now, when you do Tech 411,
it's the greatest fear in the world because you don't remember what you said. You don't know what you have possibly said. It could be something earth-shatteringly bad, or it could be like
innocuous.
A personal comment about someone that you just don't want to get out there.
Here's
here's
the ATM or my garage PIN number if you need to come into my house and you stop by, right?
Now, hello. When you do the show, it's just one sweep, right? You don't stop down. So. No. Really, the only thing he has to sweat is the in cue and the out cue.
Yes!
There's no, like, precise editing within the program, Mike.
Well, and I'll invite you to listen when you listen. But the beauty of this is that he did take the... We record what is an intro to the show. A quick intro, right?
Right, a few seconds.
He did cut that out of the after show and put it at the front of the program, but he didn't cut anything else. He left the rest through there. He just cut that piece out, moved it to the front of the show. And
Mac,
then
is this the first time you're hearing about this?
Yes, I've not heard.
I give Mr. Santana a little extra credit for not ruining your night and instead waiting to make it entertaining on our show and ruin your day. So what happened, Mac? Do you have an explanation for this?
Because the only thing I can think of is I made an edit in the middle of the show and then I cut the end. And I wanted to change that middle edit, so when I was undoing it, it had to undo the end to edit.
And like all screw-ups of this, I did not understand a word that he just said.
I get what you're saying, but you really have to do the beginning and the end, very first thing, and don't touch that.
And that's how we learn.
Yes.
And you're lucky that Todd and I, while we sound like big dorks, I won't deny that.
Oh, by the way, I hope it hasn't been corrected.
No, it hasn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now, you're going to set records on Tech 411.
Yeah.
You are going to have the most downloads for Tech 411 that you've ever had in the past. It's going to be fantastic.
It is.
I said, Todd.
Look, man, I haven't heard it yet. Do you want me to edit it? And he was like, dude, F it. It's over. We're just going to, people just care about us talking behind the scenes. Let's just do shows about people talking behind the scenes. He might have had a drink or two. And he goes, will you talk to Mac, please? Because I don't know what to say to him. And I said, I will.
You listen to the entire 2 minutes and 37 seconds, and anything at all, or were you boys... well, obviously, if it's staying on this show, it can't be disastrous.
Did it close with the phrase, I love you too?
I love you.
It wasn't hateful, but it was a window into at least my dorkiness.
Very pure
dorkiness, and where we sound a little hacky, and I was like, my skin was crawling. This is just, because you want to put your best foot forward, and... by default, I'm not used to creating after the fact. Like, we keep everything quick, right?
Right.
So when we do our little intro to the show, it's always kind of just back and forth, like, what should we do? How should we try it? And I didn't like hearing that process, and I really wouldn't want everyone else to hear that process.
Yeah, it's your behind-the-scenes
stuff. Nobody wants. I don't want any of it out there. I don't want to know. I don't want people to say, are we clear? Okay, listen, I want you guys to make sure when we come into my...
It's our inside business. Yeah, yeah.
It's business crap that we're having about. You know, it is. We are in the business of show. Come on now. We're behind the scenes, Mac. You got to make sure you're doing the right thing. Come on, don't be an idiot.
Mac?
I don't understand. He gets a new opportunity, then he forgets the most important thing.
What's the most important thing here?
Is to turn the microphones off and edit the show. Not to have the behind the scenes thing where we're talking about all the different ethnic groups.
That never happened.
As a matter of fact, we're all careful about certain things because we know that you just don't do it. Open mics have brought we have examples of Casey Kasem. You have examples of Larry King. You have examples of so many people. Alex Trebek did a famous one. Mm-hmm. It's when the microphones were running. Now, this was unscrupulous engineers in many cases that knew
revenge.
The tape was rolling.
It's like revenge porn.
Pony's probably stockpiled a bunch of me.
Oh, tons.
Junior broadcasters, we had an engineer / board op that he recorded everything we said during the breaks and took it to the general manager.
Oh, like, my God.
Yes.
Really?
What a good guy.
Was he the scumbag
dildo guy? No, different guy.
Oh, that is such a... Who was
scumbag.
It?
Scumbag. Oh, Pony thought it was a dildo guy. Different guy.
Yeah, there was
different,
a weird guy.
Different guy, yeah. No, but it's a different guy, and I remember when we finally heard it, because radio, it's a bunch of gossips, right?
Sure.
We finally figured out why we got fired. It's because he, on a daily basis, would give the guy tapes of us talking about the guy... And saying how unhappy we were.
Did the PD ask him to do it, or did he do it and bring it to the PD, or do you know?
Not the PD.
Is this Baltimore?
Yeah, this is Baltimore.
So this is the land of the scumbags where you worked with those nasty, who are still up there, right? A couple of those.
So the engineer took it straight to the general manager.
Oh, to the GM? Oh, my
God. Yes. Well, no, enough. To start with, you have a GM right there. If you've got a GM that is that much of a son of a bitch that actually wants that information, that is, you know, right there, you know what you've got. Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, there are good ones and bad ones, but there are people that exist in this business of show. And in every corporate environment, if you've got a GM that is taking that from an engineer and then enabling this absolute worm of a human being to take, you know, and you guys are just shooting the bull, right?
We were kids. We were 25 and 26.
You're going to say you had to be so young.
Oh, my.
And I can't imagine there was anything bad on there because certainly Chad's not outspoken.
But you know what the amazing thing
is? Chad doesn't tell it like it is. Oh, my God.
The amazing thing is even though this engineer was taping them, he still checked the out cue.
And put the running time on it right there.
He put leader tape on it.
So how did that play out? Did it come to a head? When did you find out about this?
We found out after we got fired because we still had friends in the building,
right?
And they had found a little file because the one thing engineers are great at they're not organized, especially radio engineers, right? They're just not. So on a desktop, there was a hidden folder that said private. They titled it private.
Jesus. Why not name a file passwords?
And within that private, they saw all the files of our just cut break conversations talking about how unhappy we were with the current situation at the radio station.
Wow. And he brought it to the GM.
Yeah. And
that is the worst.
Slime on slime right there. That's nasty.
You know, if they'd ever done that to Don and me, I mean, my God, careers would have been saved. Because we were fantastic plotters. We did a really, really good job.
But, Mac, really, I think you understand how important that is, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You know,
mm-hmm. Hey, Mac, can you stand in front of the camera for just a second? Because okay. Once again, just like Noel yesterday, I want to see you.
Mike, you may regret this, but
what's going on?
Yeah. Guess what shirt he's wearing?
Orange.
Yeah.
Yes. There
good
you go.
Job.
He's wearing his right. Hi.
You can wave at him. That's fine. There you go.
Do you know how he's standing? He's standing like he's looking at three French military guys, but only one of them has a bullet in their gun.
Goodbye.
All right, you can go sit down there. All right, now I want to give him. We got to give him the pep talk.
Yeah,
right.
He's
going to have a terrible day. Yeah. All right. Hey,
gonna.
Mac.
Yeah.
Hey, Mac.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm shaking a little.
Don't go to that dark side. Don't. Okay. Don't go to that dark side.
Remember what we said about the cutting.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Hey, Mac. We. Are you talking about tape or his arms?
His arms.
Very good.
Mike, he's not done either one yet.
Mac, you need to take this. Rob, you are not making it better. Mac, you know that we have tremendous esteem for you, and this is the learning process, and everything's going to be fine. So, I mean, luckily, here's the luck. This is where you got lucky. There was nothing on there that was going to cause any real damage, but I'm sure people will be clamoring to find something that's, and in a way, it's going to result in a twisted way in our business, more downloads now for that show, you know? So are you going to be okay? Because I do worry about you.
I'll be okay. I mean, I'm just shaken up by it.
No, don't worry. Okay, honestly, Mac, Mike's absolutely right. And you know me.
I've never screwed up this bad in my life.
Oh, come on. Now listen. Hold on. Rob, get some music for this.
One thing,
Rob, get some music for this, please.
That's fine. and you know, that's not true, Mac, even since you've been here.
Mac, listen to me. You know we love you, right? You know we love you. We love having you on board. You know you're not going anywhere. Don't worry about this. Yeah. This is not. I don't want you to get all shaken up and all shaky
mistakes.
The way you get.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody screws up. I've screwed up. Oscar screwed up. Rob screwed up. Pony screwed up. I don't even know the other intern's name. So listen, I got to tell you this.
That Mike screwed up right there by not knowing the
I screwed up. So everything you said, will you reassure me that you're going to be okay today?
I'm going to be okay.
Okay, very good. And you know, you don't drink a lot, do you?
I mean, I don't drink at all.
No.
Yeah, see, there's the problem.
Yeah.
Swear to God, this is an afternoon for Jack, as far as I'm concerned.
It's wonderful. What kind of music?
I may take it off.
This music. So, what we learn from this is that with great power comes great responsibility. Oscar talked to Mac. Mac figured out that he'd screwed up royally. And Todd Moore, Todd Moore was just Todd Moore. Join us next time on Dateline on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much. That was a good segment. I like that.
We contacted Cudmore. He had no comment. All we heard was the sound of ice in a glass.
But so, Todd Moore put the ice in the glass, and we're left with this question. Just what was that duct tape doing in Todd's car?
Oh, no.
What was the duct tape and the rope doing in Todd's Tesla? Next time on Dateline, Todd Moore. Under the spotlight. There we go. All right. With that said, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. Great story, Oscar.
Good job, man.
Worth every second of it. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Watch our boys. Make sure he doesn't do anything rash.
Every Monday, listen to the gut-wrenching, heart-twisting action on AmeriCast. Get heart-pounding clips from the Mike O'Mara Show. Tick 411. Rob and Joe Show. At Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. Hear fans of More Broadcasting say tear apart through More Broadcasting on iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, MichaelMaraShow.com. Catch the action. AmeriCast, part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number IQ Kids Bed. Sleep Number Sleep IQ Kids.
That's it.
Boom, bam.
That's what messes me up at the top of it. It's the Sleep Number Sleep IQ Kids Bed. That's what it is. The first bed that lets you know how your child is sleeping. Now, at the end of the day, when you crawl into your bed, folks, do you really think about it? I do every day because I think it's one of the greatest products I've ever invested in, and that is my Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And now they're doing it for kids. And when I mentioned this to Carla, she got excited because she knows how wonderful Sleep Number is. The first bed, the Sleep IQ Kids bed, that lets you know how your child is sleeping, and it's designed to adjust to them as they grow. Your kids' sleep is more important than you know. Studies show well-rested kids feel more confident. They do better in school. It's the Sleep IQ Kids bed. You'll know that the quality and quantity of your child's sleep is making them better at life in general, and you'll know what adjustments to make so they can sleep even better. It will tell you when your kids are asleep, when they're awake, and it even checks for monsters under the bed. Now, did they tell you to say that, Rob, or does it really
that
check
really,
for
it really
out?
Does. It's in the app. It scans.
It's so it's got
cool.
Something on there. So there's
pretty
no
cool.
You
yes.
See the thing says it. The Sleep IQ Kids Bed does everything just in time for back to school. The Sleep IQ Kids Bed is the ultimate school supply, and there's only one place you can find it, a Sleep Number store. Come in and see all the latest Sleep Number innovations that help your whole family sleep their best. Tonight, bedtime, tomorrow, the world. Discover the Sleep IQ Kids Bed at any one of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And be sure to raise those eyebrows and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, everybody.
News!
Boo! Here we go. More trouble. This is a guy that left the tape on. In addition to the N-word, Hulk Hogan was also caught on his sex tape using a gay slur. Just gets worse for this
Hulk
poor
Hogan
guy.
And his producer,
I hate to say
Mike
poor
Mackin
guy. He said it, but, you know, man, this guy's
I
getting
know.
It. Specifically, the shorter version of the one that starts with the letter F, three-letter word.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. Hogan was talking to his sex tape partner about a segment from his reality show, Hogan Knows Best, where he went back to his childhood home and a gay man was living there. He said, quote, "We knock on the door and a big homosexual lives there now. This half-gay was enamored with my wife, Linda." I don't know what's... This
when
is
you talk about
him.
His sex tape partner, is that Mrs. Sponge?
Probably,
still?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I think so. Linda accused Hulk several years ago of having a gay affair with fellow wrestler Brutus Beefcake.
Whoa.
Hulk sued Linda for defamation.
Wow.
But she ended up taking it back and apologizing. Hulk's response to the allegation at the time was, quote, this is a quote from Hulk Hogan, "It's tough because a lot of my friends in normal life, a lot of my friends in the entertainment business, and a lot of my friends in the wrestling business are gay. If it was true and I was gay, I'd embrace it, and I'd tell you guys about it, and I'd celebrate it." So that's what he said publicly.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't hear the use of the word on the tape. So.
Look, I read the transcripts. It's pretty damning. It was seven, eight years ago.
Sure.
He's in bed with his friend's wife. Like, so
his friend, the disc jockey.
The
Mike.
Context is really wild.
Oh, my God.
Are you in the right frame of mind when you're about to bang your friend's wife?
Yeah,
your DJ friend's wife.
You know, I would think that the frame of mind he would be in would be nervous conversational time filler. Because it's really, you're not cherishing the moments with a DJ's wife. You just really want to get done.
Nasty, nasty. So bad news
we'll
for the Hulkster.
Out, yeah. Yeah.
Here's a cool story. When Tom Hanks was 18 years old, he wrote a brilliant and hysterical letter to director George Roy Hill begging to be discovered. This
no
is hysterical.
Kidding, really?
Hill had just won the 1974 Best Director Oscar for Rob Spiewak.
The Sting.
He knew it. Ooh. I knew you'd know that. And Tom told him, quote, "Now, right away, I know that you are thinking, who is this kid? And I can understand your apprehensions. I am a nobody. My looks are not stunning. I am not built like a Greek god, and I can't even grow a mustache. But I figure if people will pay to see certain films, they will pay to see me." Then he gave Hill some options for making him a star, like this one, quote, "We can do it the way Lana Turner was discovered. Me sitting on a soda shop stool, you walk in and notice me, and bango, I'm a star." And he closed the letter with this, quote, "I do not want to be some big-time Hollywood superstar with girls crawling all over me, just a hometown American boy who has hit the big time, owns a Porsche, and calls Robert Redford Bob." There you go.
You know, he's cool. Actually, he kind of predicted where he'd land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
very,
not
very
far
cool.
from where he ended up. Good
very,
for him.
Very
he's
cool.
a funny
he was thinking
guy.
About it back in 1974.
Wow.
Donald Trump and Sarah Palin are two of the most polarizing figures in the Republican Party, and now there is a chance that they could team up.
All yeah. right.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Fantastic. In an interview with a Palin-focused radio show. Now, where is that located? That's what I wanted.
On
they
more.
Didn't give the radio
yes.
show.
Mike, it's Trump, the new show. It's called It's Palin.
It's
and
Palin.
You can find it yes. on the More Network.
Well, Trump was asked if he'd consider inviting her to join his administration, and he said, quote, "I'd love that because she really is somebody who knows what's happening, and she's a special person."
Yeah, she's special, him. All right.
Like me, she's got people that don't exactly love us, and we understand who they are and sort of forget about that. But she has a tremendously loyal group of people out there for her. How many times a day does he say tremendous? Apparently, the admiration is mutual. Palin called Trump a hero last week after he questioned John McCain's military heritage.
So when
because
he
we all know she
McCain,
is always on the right side of any issue, Sarah Palin.
When yeah. he questioned McCain, she called Trump a hero?
She called Trump a hero. She said,
wow.
quote,
"Trump is the candidate giving voice to untold millions of fed-up Americans witnessing a purposeful destruction of our economy and the equal opportunity for success that made America exceptional."
I almost said a bad word.
That's all right. You can see
I got
Russia
the TW
from your
out.
House.
That's all I got. Thank you. Thank you very much. We've got the results of a new survey on men's favorite types of lingerie.
Ah,
oh, here yay. We go.
Nice.
Very good. Based on how it looks on women, not themselves. Oh, that would be an awesome
I'm
survey.
I'm out.
The favorite type of bra is the push-up bra.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. That is followed by a regular bra, a bustier-type bra, a strapless bra, and a sports bra. I'm kind of a fan of the sports bra.
Why?
I just like the athleticism.
I like to see something a little lacier.
Yeah.
Men's favorite type of women's underwear is the thong. That probably goes without
course.
Saying.
Of course,
sure.
That is followed by regular briefs, bikini briefs, boy shorts, and finally, no underwear.
Oh, ooh. Commando.
Since no underwear only got 4% of the vote, we have to assume that means that 96% of men prefer a woman actually wearing underwear. I would. You never know what's on that seat.
Yeah. I also survey. Think the survey might have been run by Big Underwear because they
Big
want
underwear,
they
yeah.
want people to buy underwear.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Big panties.
The survey also found
big panties.
Big panties.
This is just under the control of Big Panties.
This is John Peterson at Big Panties. You better mind your P's and Q's, Buster. I'm going to bring the power of the big panty up. Whatever.
The panty lobby?
I'm going to bring the power of the big panty lobby down on you. You won't know what hit you, Buster Brown. The survey also found 12% of men think a push-up bra is false advertising. Well, duh.
Who cares?
90% of men vastly underestimate how much nice lingerie costs. Don't doubt that
so
for a
true.
Second. And 8% would end things with a woman if she didn't wear underwear he liked.
What? Well,
that's a stupid.
What?
That's a stupid.
How
effort.
Dare
you
they?
Know,
how dare they?
Come on, no. I hate that. I don't know. Is talking smack about your ex on Facebook worth going to jail for? 40-year-old Maureen Curo of Belfast, Northern Ireland. We have a very pretty lady that listens to us in Belfast every day.
Yes,
that's right.
Well, this not the same person. She was in a long relationship with a guy named Adrian McAllisey.
Hi.
And they broke up 3 years ago, and ever since she's been blasting him and his new girlfriend on Facebook. She would post lies about Adrian and call his new girlfriend nasty things, making up a Facebook account to send obscene messages. So Adrian finally called the police, and Maureen was in court this week. The judge decided the posts weren't a legitimate threat, but he did put a restraining order on Maureen's Facebook use.
Yeah, whoa. In your face.
If she mentions Adrian or contacts him on Facebook in the next 2 years, she'll go to prison for 5 years. What happened to blocking?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you do that? I mean, that's kind of... Yeah.
Can she invite him to play Marble Madness?
You'll have to look into that yourself.
I shall. I'll go with you to follow up.
And now a little something, something. One traffic stop netted two drunk driving arrests in Vermont. Two of them. After police say a backseat passenger jumped into the driver's seat.
Jesus.
State police say they stopped a car on early Saturday, Saturday morning on Interstate 91 in Rockingham after it was clocked doing 106 miles per hour.
Wow.
Authorities say they got driver Eric Polite,
that's his real last name,
out of the car before passenger LaShawn Baker took his place behind the wheel and put the car in gear.
Wow.
Police breath test put Polite's blood alcohol content at 0.19 and Baker's at 0.25. Both are charged with driving under the influence, gross negligent operation, and drug possession. Polite is 35. Baker is 34. Both men are from Flushing, New York. They were jailed in lieu of bond. It was not immediately known if they have lawyers, nor was it immediately known if they have brains. Am I right, girls? Take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I am Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Paul Provenza.
I love Paul Provenza.
Great comedian. Had the Green Room.
The set list.
Yeah.
And he directed The Aristocrats.
Absolutely. Going to be great. Also, we play a little bit of Mitch Hedberg.
Great comic.
Listen to The Tony Perkins Show. Subscribe at iTunes. And listen on the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Thank you, Tony. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for Amazon, please welcome Mr. Gene Simmons.
Hi, Gene.
Don't let the summertime temperatures fool you. Fall is right around the corner, and that means back to school time. Yes, ask any kid, and you can see the joy drain from their apple-cheeked faces. But Mom and Dad are tickled pink because it's time to stock up on all your school time essentials at Amazon.com. And don't be a rube fighting the crowds, the lines, and the high prices. Just shop Amazon. Books, protractors, notebooks, paper, pencils, pens, glue sticks, backpacks, back-to-school clothes, even trapper keepers. What the hell is a trapper keeper?
Oh, they predate you, Gene. It was a folder system that would, all your folders went in the same binder. You never lost a piece of paper.
Listen, when you shop on Amazon, thank you, Rob, make sure that you go through the Mike O'Mara Show website. It's MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And bookmark it, please. Click the Amazon button on our website. Click the shopping cart icon on our app. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Hooray for education. I'm Gene Simmons.
Bye, Gene.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, July 29, 2015. Rob Speedway.
There was something I wanted to tell Gene while he was here. I wanted to tell him, hey.
Hey! Nah.
Hey, thanks, Gene.
Rob. I appreciate that. Enjoy the audio vault.
Thank you. Bye. Sometimes themes happen in the audio vault that I don't even plan. Mm-hmm. Today's theme is the disinterested broadcaster.
Okay.
On the Today Show this morning, you really want to know how much they pay attention to what Al is saying? Al Roker. Okay, this is when Al is at the desk surrounded by the three other guys. They are within 3 and 4 feet of each other.
Absolutely.
Listen to him talking about the heat wave.
The heat. It is oppressive and it's not going anywhere. Let's go right to Al. As we look at today's high temperatures, pretty darn high.
Yeah, it is going to be really toasty and no relief in sight. Summer, of course, the rising heat. More than 40 million Americans today in the midst of an official heat wave. Temperatures entering a third day above 40 degrees, hottest week of the year for a good portion of the country.
Let's hear that one more time.
I heard it this morning, Rob, but when I watched it live.
And
I,
no
I
one said a word.
Nobody
they
said
never
a word,
came back and corrected. How hot does it have to be for a heat wave, Mike?
Temperatures entering a third day above 40 degrees. Hottest week of the year.
Wow. When it gets to in the 45, 46, but it feels like 60.
Maybe he meant
I
Celsius.
Get back to the Amy Schumer guest appearance when she accused him of phoning it in.
She
for
just
the last
said,
week.
I feel that Al's been phoning it in. But the thing is he's got people on all sides of him. Someone should have helped the guy
out. Nobody
cares.
But
nobody cares. No one cares also, Mike, on the live show. Remember, it used to be the Regis show with Kathy Lee Gifford. Then they brought in Kelly, right? And now it's Michael Strahan. Here's Michael Strahan running yesterday's trivia question. All right.
Oh, good. Real professional broadcaster.
Well, a wonderful broadcaster and a man who, you know what? I found out his contract has dental, which is nice. Michael Strahan running the game show.
On yesterday's show, we talked with Jeremy Renner. What sport did Jeremy say he once taught as a part-time job?
Sport?
Bowling. You got it. That's it.
Now let's pause that for a moment. She said, what sport? She said, sport? He said, bowling, that's it. Let's get on to the cooking segment. All right, let's hear how it pays off.
Did she say bowling? Did she say sport? Congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Woo! Kelly,
honestly, the least you can do is bring Michael with you.
Yes.
Okay. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to us. Kelly, honestly, you knew that answer anyway.
Yeah, I knew he said he taught bowling because his parents owned a bowling alley.
Yeah, I sure did know that, though.
That show's so irrelevant
it.
Now, though, isn't it? Isn't that show completely irrelevant?
It doesn't matter.
Nobody
you know
in
what?
Broadcasting watches that show anymore.
You really can't blame Michael Strahan because I don't know if you know this, but in New York City, the past 3 days has been over 40 degrees. The heat is getting to him.
Absolutely. What's it going to be in D.C. today, just out of curiosity?
It'll be upper 90s with a lot of humidity and stagnant air. We almost got rain last night. Almost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got rain in Manassas.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, torrential downpour.
We got the thing where you get the breeze coming through and it drops, and then we didn't get any rain.
Yeah.
So.
It was like a monsoon for a good 2 hours.
Oh, you know, I love it. There's nothing like that summer rain in Manassas when it gets done and you see all those used tires glistening.
That's right. You know what? I like when the rain stops and the sun comes up and the fence that's made of bicycles is shining.
It's truly a beautiful thing. It's wonderful. You know, for me, the Peruvian chicken always tastes better.
blows the dust off the bowling shoe store. It's a great time to be there. Also, Mike, it's not just an East Coast thing to not care when you're broadcasting. They don't care very much in Sacramento on the popular program Good Day Sacramento. They were interviewing Cara Delevingne, who's the star of the new teen movie Paper Towns. It comes from the same guy that wrote The Fault in Our Stars. Yeah. It's a big teen opening this weekend. First of all, they introduce the girl as Carla. Not Kara. And then they call her on being, this is such bad hosting. You will feel the awkwardness in your shoulders. This is probably the most awkward moment since we told Mac about the editing problem.
Carla Delevingne is in the movie. She joins us live from New York City to talk about Paper Towns. Cara, good morning.
I saw you in London talking a couple weeks ago on TV, and you seemed a lot more excited about it than you do right now. Are you just exhausted?
No. I mean, I'm still very excited. Maybe add a bit more energy. It's the morning.
You seem a bit irritated. Perhaps it's just us.
No, I think it's just you.
I think it probably is us. We'll let you go then. How about that?
Right.
We'll let you go take a little nap, maybe get a Red Bull. How about that?
Cara Delevingne, thank you so much.
Bitch.
And wait, it gets better because it's one of those satellite tours.
I can relate to the interviewers because, I mean, that's the way we used to handle it, and we still handle it. If somebody comes in and they're not ready to play, I'll bitch them out. You know, I mean, that's the way you do it. Yeah. I mean, if you're not going to come in, you're doing an interview. You're performing. You
got to
perform.
But it's different because if you're like our type of radio and you're the type of radio we've all done in the past, that kind of that allows for that. They're doing like a hack morning TV.
Did they piss her off by getting her name wrong? Is that why
she looked pissy coming in? But I know that couldn't have helped. But here's the thing. I would think even if you have that bad situation, you let it go, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you just keep talking about it.
She was in a mood.
She,
jeez Louise, everything.
I thought she was being sarcastic on purpose. I thought I was trying to.
Can you stop it for a second?
Yep.
I want to make sure I say this for the people at Good Day Sacramento. I like that.
No,
I like
really?
I'm totally down. If somebody like pulls a Kristen Stewart. And it's just not in the moment. Screw them. You're promoting your product. You're promoting, and if you're going to come on and, you know, these people are slaying the dragon, getting up at 3:30 in the morning, and they've got to go in there, and they want somebody who's going to be at least slightly engaging. So I side with the people from Sacramento. I
duly
truly
noted.
Do.
Duly noted. Yes. Let's close with this, Mike. Two things here. You enjoyed the sound of the bipolar deer on Monday. Here's
that
more.
One of my favorites of all time.
Here's
Absolutely.
More screaming deer in a pen if you want to know what screaming deer sound like. So I got to thinking, don't they sound a little bit like Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
That's a deer.
All right.
That's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
That's a deer.
All right.
And that's Adam Sandler. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I'd have to see the... I'd have to see the video. I'm going to check the video out in Sacramento.
Personally, I don't think she's cute enough to have that attitude.
Okay, good. Thank you, Rob. I knew you'd side with the broadcasters. We always do, don't we?
Ultimately.
Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package or something that might settle Mac down, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. Great mailbag today. You can send your greetings, birthday requests, or anything you want read on the air to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And thank you for supporting Mike O'Mara's show audiobook. Open Mike the audiobook is available now on iTunes, also Google Play and Amazon, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We'll see you next time for another episode. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao. Whoa, wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Hey!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.